Are you looking for valuable business advice to reach that seven-figure revenue mark? Do you want actionable tips to properly navigate through every business challenge you encounter along the way? Let Tersh Blissett and Josh Crouch be your guide in getting you to the top here at Service Business Mastery. Tune in as they sit down with world-renowned authors in business, leadership, and personal growth who share valuable insights about management, marketing, pricing, human resources, and so much more. Let their nuggets of wisdom gold guide you in owning a thriving, profitable, and ever-growing business. Here are your hosts, Tersh and Josh.
Hello, everyone out there in podcast world. Hope you're having a great day. You're listening to or watching Service Business Mastery Podcast. I'm one of your hosts sitting next to Joshua Crouch, my co-host. We're talking with some lovely ladies from HVAC, Women in HVAC Conference. I screwed that up earlier at the last
That was better. That was better. I mean, Women in HVACR, but that's okay.
Women in HVACR in Phoenix, Arizona, 2022, November.
You're good. Everybody still loves you.
I appreciate that. We're talking pain points. These two ladies here, they're amazing people for sharing the pain points. They've shared it. We talk on Facebook. You probably know
them. Well, they've been on the show before too.
Yeah.
They've talked about different stuff. We've talked about, you've talked about branding,
Leslie's
social
never
media.
Been on.
What?
I've never been on.
Leslie's never been
Why
on.
Why do I feel like you've been on?
You've probably
I know you've been on.
I have been. I know you've probably watched her on like
Oh, shoot,
12
Leslie,
others.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Or off TikTok or something like that.
Yeah. That's a great start.
Good job, Josh. Way to butt in and be wrong about it. Anyway.
I've just seen you on so many different
everywhere.
Ones. Maybe I just thought you were
everywhere.
Absolved into ours.
Yeah.
Anywho. So we're going to talk pain points. Y'all are both from, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How far away from each other are y'all?
About 2 hours.
Yeah. An hour and a half, I think, maybe.
But we only see each other out of the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how often
That's
do y'all visit
good.
Each other's shop?
Never.
Never.
Like, literally, we only ever see each other outside of Oklahoma. We talk every day, mm-hmm. all day long.
Well, I came to her grand opening of our new shop.
Yeah, so that was
the January last year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you owe her a visit.
I do. Mm-hmm. But I am going.
We're doing a business planning workshop together in December. She was
nice.
Going to drive in. Our next star coach is coming in, and we're going to knock it out.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So we do for our accountability group. Go and meet. We're going to actually, ours is going to be in January because everybody was booked in December.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's kind of last minute.
Yeah, very much so. And quickly, for those who do not know who you are, Al Jim Crutz, they're all on here. Thank y'all for hanging out with us. Introduce yourself and who you are and a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Cassie Pound, and I'm the co-owner of Quality Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And, what about myself? I don't know.
You're a
badass.
Okay.
Let's see. Whenever you think of your childhood, what smell comes to mind?
Oh. Okay, this is actually super accurate, and truly, that's a question that, is funny to me. But cigarettes, spearmint, gum. Literally together.
At the same time?
Yes.
When
yes.
you were sneaking in at 2 a.m.
We need a backstory
no,
here.
How young are we in this
well,
scenario?
Well,
18?
No, that young? I mean, I got all kinds of smells. I can smell.
I'm just kidding.
But my grandma was a smoker, and she always had half sticks of gum in the bottom of her purse. And so I swear I will smell that.
So she'd smoke and then put a piece of gum in.
Yeah, half a piece.
Yeah.
And so I swear I can smell that and immediately go to my grandma.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's funny how smells do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Or a song.
What about you? What's your childhood smell?
Well, who are you, first of all? Since you have not been on the show.
My name is Leslie Harpole, and I'm co-owner of Champion Plumbing in Oklahoma City. And, a smell from my childhood. Probably we had this little poodle named Sparky. And I loved him, but
he
was stinky.
I was going to say, did he stink?
He was stinky, but...
Was it a
question.
Good smell or was
a dog?
The best smell?
Usually, when people say dogs, it's...
that was a safe answer. I didn't know how deep we were going into.
Oh, we're going deep.
Smells from our childhood.
Yeah, no, we're going deep. So that leads me to believe there's a different smell.
Well, if you're talking about high school, probably peach schnapps.
Peach schnapps. Okay.
Weren't we having that conversation last night?
What about those
I don't remember that
Bartles and James?
Oh, Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm.
Yeah.
There are certain things that I cannot even certain juices when I walk down the aisle
Does
and
it
I
make
can
you
see them.
Almost
yeah,
like
yeah.
Ready to vomit.
And my
right
daughter
here.
Has
like
been like,
reflex.
"Can we get this?" And I'm like,
"Artificial peach is a no."
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. like those tapioca juices. Yeah. I'm out every time. Not a chance.
Tell me.
Not a chance.
That's hilarious.
Sounds nasty.
So your business is, can you share a little bit of your background? How long y'all been in business? Kind of how you got started. Were you in the trades beforehand, or did your husband start a business and you kind of joined in? I mean, that's how Julie was. She was a nurse and then she got suckered into coming to our business. So
I think that's the story for us for sure. You know, Oscar's been in the industry for 28 years at this point. And when we met, he had this business, but it was not in any means what we do now. I think, and even back then, I don't think he had any intentions to do that. And then when we decided after getting married that we were going to go full time with the business, it's funny how that happened, because I remember him driving off and saying, he said that first time he drove off, he's like prayed, you know, like, God, I'm giving this all to you. Are we going to be able to make it? You know, because we had six kids and back then we had five, but still they're boys, you know, and they all eat and we had to make sure we fed them. And I remember thinking, you know, maybe, right? And he said he remembers just praying. And our goal was, hey, you'll go out and then I'll come on sometime. And then I came on within 30 days.
Oh, wow. So,
I came on quick just because we saw really quickly that our city didn't have a direct company. And so we took that time to just like leverage Facebook groups and grow from there. So a lot of our original growth came from my Facebook.
That's cool.
So
how long ago was that?
2014.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. So now, did you have a history before you came on with the company? Did you have a background with your or did you have a background in that industry?
No. You know, I felt a little bit like I was a tradesperson because my family, my mom, my grandparents, everyone had always been in like an industry. They never were like at a, I don't know how to say, like a, they worked in
corporate.
A factory, or they weren't in the corporate world. And so in a lot of ways, I was like exposed to a lot of that blue collar work. But for me at that point, no, I worked when Oscar and I got together, I worked for a trucking company in HR. And a lot of my experience was through Best Buy or that trucking company in HR and in management. So that was the best tie for us, me having that human resource experience and the experience of growing people.
Cool. Yeah. No, that plays a big part. So when you came into the industry, what was the most daunting thing about coming into a home service company? Because there's a lot. There's a lot of people management. There's a lot of things that go on a given day, and it's different every single day.
You know, I think in the beginning, I wasn't sure what I was really getting into. I thought, oh, we've got that on the side of the house. And, you know, I didn't really know as much as I, through the years, have obviously picked up on. I think in the beginning, if I look back to the things that I struggled with in the beginning and think of how far we've come, it's kind of silly to think that, yeah, I used to go to supply houses and make a payment and get stupid, snide comments about why I was in the building, you know, as a woman. Now those things our market absolutely would not allow that to happen. But I think that I definitely helped play a role in that and making sure that as a woman, I had a spot and that you're going to respect me and for just in general, yeah, because I'm a human being. So I think in the beginning, that was probably the biggest struggle. Other than that, you know, just the every other day struggle, right?
Of owning a business.
Just owning the business.
Nobody teaches you how to run a business.
No.
I mean, nothing prepares for this.
There's no book that can take you through the grind that happens every single
day. It's like, oh, yeah, so everything just fell apart. What chapter do I go to fix it? Mm-hmm. And there's one.
There's nothing.
You're the one. And then everyone's looking. Sometimes I'm like, can I get an adult to make this decision?
Right.
Because I would like it not to be me.
Right.
Like,
how often do you lean on other people like Leslie? And like, is there times that you can rely on them to kind of help you? Like, I've gone through this. Like, I'm going through this. Oh, I've gone through that already. Here's.
Mm-hmm. Leslie and I are in a group message it goes off 24/7. And
that hopefully no one will ever read.
Yeah. No, I did. It's a little bit of a burn book. It's a little bit of all kinds of stuff, right? No, but absolutely, like, I know without a doubt, if there is a struggle right now with anything, I have my group, my people that are going to give me the answer of what to do. Even if they don't know the answer, they're going to guide me and mentor me and help me get through it. Because there's moments, no one talks about the times that the world, the sky's falling and the world is over and just shut the doors. No one tells you that you're going to go through that. Because if you watch what happens on Facebook, most of the time everyone's life is perfect and peaches and cream and they have had zero problems.
They have perfect culture. A-plus techs.
And everything's amazing. And you're just like, that's bullshit. Yeah. You know, like you, because at the end of the day, I am still a person. You are still a person. I have 45 people that still work for me and we're all
human.
And so whenever having those people that you can reach out to and say, what the hell do I do? Mm-hmm. You know, you have to, and bring you back. Or the people that, I mean, there's been plenty of times that me and Leslie have been on the phone and I'm like, no, we're not going to do that. No, ma'am. Mm-mm. You know, we're going to take a breath. I'll be there in 30 minutes. I can get there faster than, and I never have had to do that.
Didn't you say you're 2 hours away?
Yeah. I was just thinking that.
Okay.
I'll get there fast.
Well, and that is truly such a blessing to have that type.
Do you think that you could
fellowship.
You could survive without that?
I wouldn't want to.
Yeah. How did you guys all get connected? Do you guys even remember?
Me and Leslie got connected from Facebook through the ice storm of 2020?
Yeah, 2020.
And we had got that ice.
It was 21. 20? No, it was 20.
I don't know.
The same thing with the first one?
Yeah.
It was unprecedented for Oklahoma what happened. And our frost line, I think, is it a foot or something crazy, which is not determined by plumbers. It's determined by what meteorologists 100 years ago. And I think it went 4 feet down and collapsed our infrastructure.
Yeah.
So that was a crazy time.
It was. And I think the hardest thing for us in that time was we couldn't get to everyone. And Leslie and I are so driven on helping people. And that was hard to tell people no.
We were losing money helping people. 100%. I mean, because we couldn't get parts and we were paying our guys who their own homes were frozen and they were getting under homes in ice with water coming down. And we weren't even making money on those calls. Yep. We were just trying to MacGyver whatever we could to get people heat.
Yep. And I remember that everyone was posting the little gif of like the guy with all gold and the plumbers this week. And I'm like,
they didn't know. And it was a joke, but we're like, you don't know.
No. Like we were in
this
the red for like three weeks.
Yeah.
Rough. But that's how we came together. And then because, you know, it's funny. Our industry is weird about we want to be friends and network, but are we going to be friends with our local people?
Yeah.
Because they might know too much.
Yeah.
And I don't think we really care. So I think for me and Leslie, it just worked out that we became great friends. And
but y'all aren't in the same market, are you?
No, we're not. Yeah. But I would say that too. I have really good friends in our market.
Yeah.
That, you know, one of them, we're trying to set up dinner. And just because it doesn't have to be like that, there's always, you know,
there's enough for everyone.
Yeah, a rising tide raises all ships, you know. And so if you learn, like, I would rather my competitors know how to price things correctly than 100%. Going against them.
It helps
them
everybody.
You're all competing on the same playing field at that point.
Yeah. Exactly.
I used to host a networking thing with House Call Pro in Tulsa, and the only people that showed up, I was the one like doing everything. The only people that showed up was HVAC companies. And so everyone would say, why are you doing that if you own an HVAC company and you're talking to 12?
Well, you were training one of your competors on how to use Service Titan not that long ago.
Yeah, it's like, because I want
shop.
You. They came to our shop. Okay. Yeah, they came to our shop and I had them and like five of their team in. Because why not? You know, there's enough air conditioners between my building and the freaking stoplight to serve all of us as a company. So why can't we all just get along and do the same thing and offer the same types of service? Because if, you know, obviously I'm not going to go hang out with the people that are doing poor service but the ones that are still wanting to go up with us, like, let's rise together.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned culture, like people have amazing culture. Get on Facebook and everybody's like culture, culture, culture. Whenever you and I were talking last night, anytime you have a pain point,
there were
like,
drinks involved last night, just so you know.
No, so, yeah, but I'm not going to talk about that part of it. I'm going to talk about the other part of it. Anytime you have an issue or a problem and you present it online, everybody goes to, well, you have bad culture or you have bad leadership. Mm-hmm. And yeah. What's your thoughts on that? Can you share your thoughts? Maybe not exactly the same way you did last night, but
so I think,
similarly.
Share them the same way.
Well, it's just such a superficial response to a real problem.
It is.
Because mm-hmm. we're dealing with humans.
Yeah, 100%.
We're humans. Yeah. And you can have a great culture and humans still make mistakes that you know, the owners have all of the risk and take the responsibility. And you're just trying to figure out, how do I get through this and not lose my ass? You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I feel grateful that I have, you know, I have my friends in the industry, Cassie and Stephanie, and then there's a couple of gentlemen, Landon Brewer, who yeah. I've messaged, and he's just been really sweet, and he's very honest, and he's like, okay, let's think through this. There's a solution, you know, and because I can be up here, and mm-hmm. I need someone to bring me down. Just that's how my brain works. And so I feel really grateful to have those relationships because, like what we were talking about, nobody teaches you this mm-hmm. stuff. And I don't know another industry that takes on the risk that we take on working with water and gas, that mm-hmm. in a home, you've got property damage, you can have bodily injury, months can go on, and then you have the liability of your trucks on the road. I mean, mm-hmm. insurance
share,
is already
share
astronomical.
Share a pain point dealing with something like that.
Goodness. I mean, well, you know, you make a mistake in a home, and the result of any gas job could be smoke or soot. And if you don't understand insurance policy, they could have a pollution exclusion that's just legalese. Well, it's not the pollution that we think of, right? And so you made a mistake or someone didn't follow up or the customer didn't notify you for months. Now there's carbon buildup in the home. And you're like, okay, how do I get myself out of this? And you have to hire attorneys and get legal advice. And, you know,
so they can actually explain for anybody that has never experienced something exactly like what you're dealing with.
Oh, I would love for every single HVAC, plumbing, electrical owner to get with their agent and see if there is a pollution exclusion on their policy. Do it today.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is one, you get an endorsement for that, or you go with someone where there are no exclusions. Because
explain what that even means.
That means that the insurance company can deny a claim that you believe you're covered for, and it could be $50,000.
If it's for a claim that is related to pollution.
Well,
how do they define pollution then?
However they want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the problem is I'm in a situation where they're calling something pollution, and even the agent and other consultants are like, no, they're just, their job is to get out of paying this money, right?
Right. Well, right.
You sure. know, I never thought that would be something. I grew up in the insurance industry. Both my parents are insurance agents, and this is a first. This is something we're going through, and it's difficult, but if anyone takes anything away from this podcast, make sure you get with your agent and look to see if there's a pollution exclusion. If there is, you need to get a buyback, get an endorsement, or you need to change your policy immediately. And I just like 100% do it.
Well, and I think with that too, though, is that goes back to the pain point of she's very like real and raw living this right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when stuff goes, I have to bleep myself sometimes, when stuff goes down sometimes, it's like, who do we go to? Because we've had our own instances of going through something. And then your immediate thought is, I'm going to go to the Facebook groups because they're going to help. And then you get, oh, we've never had anything like that before happen.
Oh,
she
must
had a wrecked
be your
vehicle.
Culture.
She had a wrecked vehicle one time. And they're like, absolutely. We have the best perfect drivers. I'm like, where in the world?
What? Everybody's
the
got
best traffic drivers, the best technicians, your
and
amazing
you've never
culture.
Got a phone call that your guy's driving like an idiot.
Never had any complaints about
or
that.
Or that a tree fell on your technician's van while they're parked at a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
That happened
two
to us.
2 hours away.
Right? Or
it was like an hour. It literally was an hour and a half away from us.
It's wild. And so that's where I think that's where, if you know me and you follow me on social media, you know that I am very opinionated, mouthy.
No.
And I'm going to say what I want to say, whether it hurts your feelings or not, because actually
Josh,
I just went to a class.
Joshua Crouch.
They're sitting on the same side of the table over there.
Fitting. Very fitting.
We went
you guys
to
just be nice to us, all right?
We will.
We're going to stay in line over here.
Right? The breakout I just came from actually was the colors to understand your personality, and go figure. Everyone knows I'm a red, right? And I like... I pushed through, and I do. I have my reasons of like what I need to understand. But at the end of the day, it's like, I don't know. I just am opinionated. I am who I am. Oscar, yeah, Oscar, I love you very dearly. He knows that because he is not as like direct. He is direct and in his moment, but he's just way more.
It takes him longer to get there than it probably does.
And he has
you.
To tame you, like calm me down. He is the one. If I'm losing my mind, you better call Oscar. But anyway, so he'll be like, get it together. But I've been, you know, I've been on a podcast talking about company culture myself, and I am super passionate about company culture and believe that. But at the end of the day, you can still have an amazing culture and have a shit show at one point.
Yeah.
And that doesn't negate, like, it's not one or the other. Like, we can have an amazing shit show and then someone's going to wreck the van into your building the 5 minutes after the building was just fixed. That happened.
Well, and
you know, it's like that doesn't take away that he's a good person.
Right.
Right?
And for me, like in my brain where I didn't make the connection is immediately when something would go wrong in our business, I would go, okay, well, why is this happening to me? What did I do wrong?
What did I do?
And it's just part of showbiz, baby. That's what they say. And I had to talk to people who were honest enough with me to say, Leslie, this is part of it. I have to wake up every day and tell myself this because we're still going through it. And the hard part of going through these things is it's a long process. So if I can't move forward and make a resolution on something, I'm in this place of
eating at you every day.
And it eats at, and that's my
wake
personality.
Up every morning thinking about it.
Yeah, that's my personality. Where Brent, he is much more, he can wait. You know, he balances me perfectly on that. But it's part of showbiz, you know, and I'm telling myself as I'm telling others, I have to remember that because, you know, we take all the risk. Mm-hmm. We take all the risk.
People ask, like, why should you make more money than I, like, as a technician? Like, I had this conversation with a technician of ours. He's like, yeah, but, like, why are you asking me not to make more money? Like, we were talking about compensation plans and stuff like that. And I was like, well, I laid it out. Like, this is what makes sense. Like, these are numbers because he's a very numbers driven person. And he was like, I get that. I get that. But for you to reach, you know, 20% net, like, why do you need 20% net? Like, and then you go in into stuff like that. Like,
for emotional direct.
Do you understand the amount of risk? Like, I know.
You have to.
You know the amount of risk, but I don't think you understand, like, emotionally, physically, the way that you feel because of the risk that you have out there.
Oh, yeah. And then or the conversations of someone said this to me literally like last week and said, well, Cassie, you and Oscar are like multimillionaires. And I was like, on
they assume that because you have a business.
And I said,
and it's successful.
Where,
it's growing,
like,
right?
We're no millions. Like, we're on the no millions. Like, the money that we make, we're a no billion millionaire, right? Like, the money that we make, we put back into this. And there have been times, and praise God, not so much recently, but there have been times that we didn't take a paycheck to make sure people took theirs.
Absolutely.
Or,
same.
You know, and then, but that's, I think, what is hard about when you get into networking and talking to people, and if people aren't, if they're not humble and they don't share. Yes, because you have to say, dude, I got sued last year. Dude, we stepped through 32 ceilings. And I'll tell you that specifically, the ceilings, I was getting a little pissed because I kept signing the check to fix the ceilings. And I was like, my God, we have never stepped through this many ceilings. But then I had to like bring myself back to reality that we did 5 installs a day.
This year
where we did probably 2 last year.
You're right.
And the quantity of installs, the percentage of the step throughs was still the same. Mm-hmm. But it's amplified because we did so much more. And so, but you know, if you get on these daggum Facebook groups, they're like, man, we've never stepped through ceilings. We're heroes.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm like, you must have
service
gold,
company ever.
Well, golden feet. It felt like the other, Julia attested this. She's like, what's that guy's name? Henry. She's like, Henry's going to another house. Henry's headed to another house. I'm like, man, we might as well put Henry on full time. Mm-hmm. He's going fixing sheetrock ceilings and then another ceiling that a water leak happened on because we had just installed it and didn't hook up the friggin' drain line.
I mean, it happens because we humans are installing this. Like, that's the thing. And that's what I think it's so frustrating about these damn groups is people not recognizing that everyone's still people. Like, mm-hmm. yes, we forgot to do that. Because why? The attic was 126 degrees up right. there and took a break, and I forgot to
went back
tie
and
in the SS2.
Yeah,
went and back if you're and taking else massive action in your business in whatever area that is, there's risk involved with that, and things are going to go wrong. So it's actually proving
how
the point
how do you not
where,
get defeated, though?
By having groups of people that are real and
fellowship.
Raw. And not getting caught up with the people who are full of shit. So fellowship and not full of shit.
So to tie this together with
that's
with
gonna be the title
marking it.
So to tie this together, so you guys found each other through social media. So not everyone's that lucky because social media is a maze, right?
Mm-hmm. No, social media is a slippery slope. Ask Josh or Crouch.
Yeah.
And Cassie.
It's been a fun couple last month. But like coming to events like this and seeing just how vast the industry is. Like there's people literally from every walk of the industry, manufacturing, distribution, vendors, contractors. Do you guys see the value in coming to these events to meet people you've never, mm-hmm. you never would have met? Because there's a lot of people that they're either in the Facebook groups and they don't participate or they don't even know they exist.
I think that is the biggest thing for me because, you know, the fun game this year has been, are you going to sell? Are you going to sell? Are you going to sell?
Oh, right, yeah.
And then there's a little bit of you that every day I'm like, no.
Until you have a really shitty
day.
And
then you get
shoes and you're like,
as a matter of fact.
Yeah. It's like, I should have done that 3 months ago.
Or you get the FOMO of, am I supposed to be doing this? But then what happens is when you come to these events and, you know, I think Nexar was a big one.
You like, meet the people in person.
You meet these people in person. Or I feel like I have so many friends on social media that are in this trades, and at this specific event, there's like 5% of them here. There's a whole ton of people that I have no clue even existed, and they probably don't even know my name. But I think I think it proves though that this industry is way bigger than three mm-hmm. Facebook groups, three right. dudes that started a Facebook group and tried to corner it off. It's so much bigger. There's so many more people.
Yeah, well, we started a group too.
Service Business Master Podcast.
I forgot what podcast.
I left every single
you
group.
You forgot what podcast
I'm not in
there.
One group anymore.
Sometimes
you're
we have to turn off
we
the noise.
We just put you in there.
No, yeah. I'm getting out immediately.
Yeah.
No, we put you back in there.
Honestly, me and Leslie, that was one thing too, though, that we had a conversation of like, leave the groups because it affects your mental health.
Or get kicked out.
It was a
kick. That works too.
Yeah, Josh just freaked out. I get put in them and Josh just put kicked out of them and that's how we do things.
By design. It was a choice.
It was a couple years ago with a mentor of ours. That's exactly what he said. He was like, you gotta quit getting in the groups. Mm-hmm. Don't answer the questions because I felt like a traitor though, because I was like, I'm just giving my experience and mm-hmm. helping these individuals.
You feel like you're giving back,
but
at least you're trying to.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole reason we started the podcast was to mm-hmm. give back to the industry. And then they're like, yeah, but pay attention to who's asking the questions, how often they ask the questions and how often they implement the questions.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
you. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's
actually,
a good point.
I will share things on Facebook sometimes, and I'll get a heap of messages. Private message of, like, our outbounding, for example. Mm-hmm. That's a hot one. And what I started doing was sending my Facebook link, or I'm sorry, my calendar link, and was like, hey, I'd love to talk to you. Book
that's
a time.
That's a good point.
Because
how much effort would they put into
yeah,
that?
Because if you want me to just send you the secret sauce, there's not one, and you're going to have to do more, do a lot. And if you're not going to book with me, then you don't want to hear it anyways.
Exactly.
And that takes time. And my husband is like, honey, you're not getting paid for this. And I'm like, I know. I'm just helping people, you know.
Doing the Lord's work.
Doing the Lord's work out here, right?
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. And it's right. You're like, what? But if you don't put the effort in, I can't tell you in a chat. And then, you know, if I send it to you and you're like, well, I tried. Well, I never heard anything else from you. And I bet you didn't.
Right.
You know, and
did
that's
really,
hard,
though?
But you've got to,
like,
you have to pay attention.
Share what you did and it didn't work. It wasn't successful because you didn't do it, not because you did mm-hmm. it the way that I do it. And you
but
still...
I think that though, is the reason why I get so passionate about the Facebook groups and the little guys, because there are so many people who think, you know, it's kind of a dangerous world out there right now. And I'm not saying that there's people that aren't good or not. I'm just saying that there are a lot of people who think that there's a silver bullet I'm going to buy into and I'm going to get it.
Sold on something that isn't real.
And that's not, because this shit's hard, guys.
Or they're hoping they're
going
to go to 30 million in 2 years or 3 years. It just doesn't, I mean, unless you're in California,
you
it doesn't happen.
Big financial backing. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, this stuff just doesn't happen. Like, you're not going to be there. You got to put the work in. You got
to
put the time in.
It's like, well, I've seen you for the past 3 months on Facebook, like at, you know, doing 900 different things, which respectfully, you probably felt like that's what ownership was freedom. But, you know,
I see you going to the lake every single weekend, jet like, skiing in your $100,000 boat. No, I have no sympathy for you.
No, you, I mean, this stuff's hard. Like this month in the first, for the first time in all of these years, I almost wasn't at work this month more days than I was there because I had surgery and a vacation, and that was hard. And I, in fact, I had surgery last Monday, Leslie, I think, right? And I was supposed to be off for 2 weeks. I'm still supposed to be off this week.
Ooh,
and
I'm going to tell your doctor.
I know my doc. I told him, I was like, I own a business. I'm not going to, he was like, people like you. I know, you know, but because we have to live it 24/7. And so it's like that funny story of I started my business to have freedom to realize that I actually work 24/7.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what this is. You have to be willing to do that.
I agree.
Yeah. No, I think that's
you want to say something. So excuse the construction noise. There's ladies out there working right now. They just.
They're putting
Could
us to
wait
work
till they get back
on
home.
Our free time out there.
Somebody's fixing the HVAC system.
Breaks. Yeah. Break time. Breakout
like
groups are like.
It's probably a plumbing issue.
Remodeling bathrooms now.
Oh, yeah. Are they?
Well, we got, 30 minutes without that. So at least we got that far. But is there, just to kind of wrap up, so you guys are at this event. There's 400 some attendees. I would say 375 of them are women.
At least, yeah.
As far as what that looks like moving forward and to, if you had a message to send to anyone else listening to this that isn't here, maybe someone that knows you guys or someone that's listening to the podcast, what would you tell them?
I would say get out of their groups, fight the distraction and get a coach.
Yes.
And if you are a woman, wife of a contractor trying to get in this, come to this event next year. I mean, this has been, I've been to a lot and this one has really impacted me seeing all of these ladies and it's amazing, but really do your research, find a coach and check the receipt.
I wonder if we should find a coach or not.
Check if the receipts on the coach.
Right.
That's,
say
you know,
that again.
Check the receipts of the coach on the coach. Right.
What
right.
are we talking about? Purses or
the like business advice
receipts on what
like when you say when you hear someone say check the receipts check
must
the
be book that must be an Oklahoma thing
it is no, not that
that's a TikTok
oh, so.
Child thing
oh,
are y'all boomers or what
okay. Like
yeah,
we're saying
boomers.
Like
so
I must call you a boomer
I guess they'd braid
the
ear
check their credentials like find a coach fight the distraction of what you're seeing on social media find a coach check the credentials of that coach and that's how you someone to hold you accountable to your goals.
Based on what I see on social media, I hire a coach the next month. I get $1 million a month.
A million. Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. That's wild.
Talk to me after the show.
I think you should check into like the Nexstars, the BDRs, those types of things for sure. And by checking the receipts, it's just like, you know, my mom one time, she made me laugh because she said, Cassie, a resume, I can be whoever I want on a resume. Who's actually checking that? She's like, I could be the president of the United States. Like, I can say whoever I want to be on this resume. So be who you want to be, but learn to be that person and teach yourself and train yourself and find the people to help you be that. So for me, I think, you know, check the resume, check to have the proof, because that's where we get passionate at. And I think that there's people on probably listening right now that like, oh, she's talking about blah, 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 blah. No, bro. We're talking about the 65 dudes that have done this for 3 years that have taken advantage in some cases and some cases they haven't. But check the facts. I have very good friends who have lost everything.
There's
by
some people
trusting
close
one dude.
To you. Close to you that have lost almost everything because it had to start over from the ground.
Because they trusted one person. Yeah. So be careful. No one's going to make you $1 million next month. There's not a million to make next month unless you are already close to that.
You're
like, it's just not.
$900,000 this month.
It's just not. And so I think that's, again, reach out, find a group, find people, find your connection, your accountability group. Because that's what me, Leslie,
that's
and Stephanie
where the growth
are.
Is.
And it's an accountability group. And of like, hey, I have this idea. And like, no, Cassie, sit down. That's crazy.
Hold
you know?
Up.
Cassie, delete that post.
Yes.
Joshua, delete that post.
That's Brittany.
If you get a message,
hey. I sent Joshua a boxer thing, and he's like, "Yeah, you're right." I was like, "Did it make sense?" He's like, "Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, you're right."
I'm but
like,
if you get the message, that means that person loves you. Like, if you get that love. Message
that's exactly
from me, it's
what it means.
Because I love you and care
Josh,
about you.
That's why you surround yourself with good people, because sometimes you step out of bounds and they need to pull you back in.
Pull you back in, because the passion, because we all understand the passion and the thought, but sometimes
passionate.
That's me too, so man. And Leslie pulls me back and she's like, Cassie, you're not wrong. You're right 100%.
This isn't
but no
your
one's
fight.
Gonna, it's not
you
your
get
bubble.
So many F's a day. You cannot expend those F's on Facebook.
Yeah.
You've got to stay focused on your family and your business. And that stuff sucks you in. You get tied to it and you won't know up from down by the
that's
time you're
out
of that.
That's that red personality in me, though. Yeah. And I'm sure you're red. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because
you're,
we want to like protect.
Where are you?
I don't. I haven't.
Orange,
I miss
purple?
That.
I bet she's
I
yellow or green.
Yellow. I had to get
blue.
Back to
no,
the room
I bet you're
and
blue.
Decompress.
Yeah. She went and did her decompress.
Yeah.
The color, the colors, it's just like the disc chart and all of that. You know where you when you talk to someone, you can normally tell their personality. And honestly, there's normally not a lot of people that can be a red in the same friend group because we overpower each other.
Yeah, two reds.
Or, and those
alphas,
types of things.
Like two alphas in the same group. And then imagine having an accountability group. That's 10 alphas.
It's rough.
Whoa.
Yeah. And you're all like going to rip each other's heads off. Yeah. I mean, it's good. And you need the
challenge.
It
turns the competition on. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, cut the bullshit.
Yeah.
Really. Like there's like instantly call each other in.
Okay. So my favorite thing is my husband's hilarious. You guys really would love him. And he's not on Facebook as much as me, clearly. But when we go to these events, sometimes, you know how people are like so full of crap at these respectfully, like, I love y'all. You don't have to lie to kick it with me.
Yeah.
And so
that's
like this one time, Oscar's like right here and they're like, so what is your close rate? And he's like 132%, you know, and he's like, so how much revenue are you going to do this year? And he's like 94 million, you know,
duh.
And they're like,
or the poker face.
And Oscar's like, shut up.
The dry
humor. We're here to talk. We're not talking about our numbers. Awful. You don't know your numbers.
It's like the new way to measure. It's the old measuring thing with guys. It's like, well, what's your close rate? What's your average ticket? What's that?
Someone
it's like,
time,
shit, if I know, let me pull up.
Hang on. I don't know. Yeah. Someone one time was like, our average ticket on this. On something is like $4,000. And I'm like, you sold that one time. That's not your average ticket. Okay. Like that's, and so when we come to these events, people always become best buds with Oscar because he's like,
he keeps it real.
He brings it down to where you don't have to like show your ego anymore. He doesn't really care. Like we're going to drink beer and hang out.
Yeah.
Just be you, but I don't really care anything about your numbers.
Yeah. That's,
you know?
I'm similar. We ask each other our numbers and our accountability to keep record of it, just to track it for year over year stuff. For me, it's like, they'll ask me something random, and I'm like, oh, hang on. Let me
I have no idea.
Right now.
Hang on. Yeah. I know some people that like, you can't just spit your numbers off that quick. No, and you're lying too. You know, it's
you
like,
looked
hang
them up
on.
Right before we had this conversation. Yeah.
Either that or that's all you do during the day is look at your numbers. Because I don't know how you can remember all those numbers with all your texts and all your people and your CSRs.
Some people have photographic memory. Yeah.
That's weird. I can't.
We'll just
I got different photographs over here.
I'm making fun of you if I have photographic memory, I swear.
Group chat photos.
Yeah. I got screenshots. Fun day.
Something happens to me, delete that thread. Brent, delete the thread.
That's hilarious.
No, because when I go to these events and people, I'm not like everyone else. When I come to these events, I'm kind of like live this every day. So these events to me can be really emotionally tiring. And when people ask me my numbers, I'm like, I don't care. Like, I don't want to talk about, I came to be encouraged, so.
Wait, I didn't come here to measure things.
No.
We're in the same state in the hotel and on FaceTime yesterday. And she's like, I gotta go do this plumbing gig. And I'm like, what? You know, she's like running out the door to do something. But because you have to start, I think that we are all guilty of this industry identifying us.
And that's my biggest fear. I do not want this to be my identity. Champion is not my identity. And so it's really
plumbing
hard when you get
it.
It's tough.
Well, and when you get a platform and people all of a sudden want to have you on a podcast or talk to you or ask you for advice.
All right, Leslie's kicked off our podcast.
Always happy to do it.
Maybe that's why she wasn't invited in the first place.
The first time. I think I had to bail out.
The door was wide open. I couldn't.
Probably. But I'm like, I've got to be really careful because when you start doing well in your business, you can let that feed your ego and you have to really keep that stuff in check. And this
it's
is tough, not the most
it's
important
tough for it
part
not
of
to become your identity, though. Like when you live and die by your brand, like you wear quality all day, every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to wear Service Emperor all day, every day. And that's what people knew me as. Like they'd see us out networking and I was wearing a black suit with an orange tie. And that's what I wore because that's our Service Emperor colors. And they're like, oh, you're the guy with the lions on the band. Like, yeah, that's our one of our companies because we have multitude of companies. And then it became like a realization to me that because that I did that all day, every day, trying to grow that particular brand, because I was told by a mentor a long time ago that if you don't wear your brand every day, you don't love your brand. I'm like,
and that's bullshit. You got to turn it off sometimes.
Yeah, so
you have to.
That's a realtor. So I was in real estate for like 8 years, and that's a realtor training. But if you don't have that name tag on and you don't have your business cards in your back pocket, and I'll show up to these events and I'm like, dude, I don't have one business card. Let me send you my.
Are you wearing quality stuff to this? Can we wear regular clothes?
2 years ago, I'd have cards everywhere. And then coming to this event, I was like, oh, I don't have any cards packed. Like I've had to find cards to pack.
That's why I bring the big bag because all the stuff just sits in there.
Yeah.
So that way, if somebody asks me, I have it.
So Cassie's in trouble now because she's wearing quality.
Yeah, well, it was cold, but it's not.
It's
hot in Phoenix.
Yeah,
like I thought it was.
It's raining and cold.
That's so weird.
And windy.
Random.
Yeah, it's kind of nasty, actually.
I think that
feels like
it
Wisconsin.
Just,
good job.
No, it is. I know. I got here and I was like, "Don't you live here now?" And I thought you came to warmer areas.
It was until today.
And it's weird. I don't know. I think we live in a small area, so I'm pretty known, and that's a good thing and a bad thing sometimes.
Oh yeah, because everybody knows. Imagine having the name Tersh.
No one's gonna like.
And everybody
only one.
Knows you because they Oh yeah, I know Tersh. But the hell, you don't know me. Yeah, you recognize
they
my
want
name.
A discount.
We
want Tersh.
And it's not even that.
Give me
it's
the Tersh.
Like,
yeah, give me the Tersh discount.
They just say they know me because I have a weird name. Now, if I went by David, which is my real name, and they'd say, well, "Which David?"
David.
Oh,
David.
I don't really know that David.
Yeah. Our call center will say, Cassie, your friend's on the phone, but we're not sure you know them. Most of the time, it's not our customers, though. It's not our customers anymore. It is the people of the industry of, Joe's
callcenter.com
that knows Cassie from Facebook or whatever. And my favorite is, thank you. My favorite is they always say they're asking for Casey Pond. And they're like, they'll say she doesn't work here.
Casey.
That's literally, your new alias.
Isn't that what you call her the first
time?
The first
time he did call me Casey.
It was Casey. Yeah.
Casey or Cassie?
It's Cassie.
No, you called her
Casey
on the show.
Oh, yeah. And I said, Cassie. Let's welcome Casey to the show.
You know what they say? Cassie's going to make an ass probably of herself. So ass. You won't forget it now.
Okay.
Right?
Probably not.
I won't. I probably will. I'll still screw it up. But literally yesterday, Julie had my phone. And screened a call because she was like, David.
Oh, that was funny.
We were riding down the road. Josh, and she's sitting in the back seat and just answers it like, by the way, he goes by Tersh. So when you call in the future, if you ask for David, you're not going to get him. You're going to get the same.
He does not live here.
No.
Or the people, they'll call our office sometimes and say, I was talking to Oscar last week about marketing. And they'll say, actually, if you were speaking about marketing, you would have never talked to Oscar. And they're like, oh.
Crap.
You know, I'm like, you don't have to lie to kick it.
They told on themselves.
The gatekeepers, man. The gatekeepers are ruthless.
My gatekeepers are good.
Yeah.
They're real good. That's
cool.
Funny.
Well, we appreciate, we've been here for 45 minutes. We really appreciate y'all hanging out with us and putting up with that construction work behind us. Al Levy, he's made tons of comments here. Texas Medley was hilarious. He posted.
He's the one that you guys were at Nextar and you guys kept snapping
they
pictures
were so
of each
funny.
Other.
I love Texas.
Hilarious.
Texas is one of the best dudes in the industry.
He said, women in HVAC, HVACR podcast being hosted by two dudes.
Yeah.
So it's not the women in HVACR podcast, but we definitely have ladies from women in HVAC on. And Al, you'll have to go back and read Al's comments. He mentioned a lot sharing this advice with his clients and daughters. So. We really appreciate you two coming and getting out of your comfort zone a little bit and sharing pain points in the industry. Good job holding it back
a
little bit.
It was a good talk.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Service Business Mastery. Now that you are equipped with essential business advice from this impactful conversation, you are one step closer to becoming the successful owner of your dreams. If this episode has been helpful to your business journey, don't forget to subscribe to the show, leave a rating, and share it with other owners as well. Visit servicebusinessmastery.com to learn more.